Making jack-o'-lanterns is a lot of fun. Making jack-o'-lanterns is a lot of fun. Making jack-o'-lanterns is a lot of fun. But please make some pumpkin pie when you're done. I like every kind of pie except cow. I like every kind of pie except cow.
All right, welcome back to Rosie on the House. And look, I'm Rosie, and this is my show. And Julie, let's just get one thing straight right now. Anytime you bring a Texas A&M Aggie onto my show.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Katie.
We got to teach him the LSU fight song first.
Okay. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if Katie knows it, because she knows a lot. Well, Jennifer, you were highlighting something on their website that I thought was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Just for one thing, Rosie found this banner, Fertilizing Young Minds with a Full Day of Farm. What was it? Family fun.
There's too many F's for me. Family fun. Katie's got it memorized. I'm sure she can say it.
Katie, you've got so many things going on out there. They have the corn maze. You have the petting zoo. Just all kinds. And you get to go pick a pumpkin next weekend. But the admission is really not very much for all that you get. What is it, $10 a head?
It is. It's $9 on Fridays and $10 on Saturdays and Sundays, and that includes all of our farm activities. We include a hayride in that that is tractor-drawn, that drives around our crop maze, and then it also goes through our sunflower field, which for our October Fall Festival, our sunflowers may be a bigger attraction than our pumpkins. Everyone seems to really enjoy those.
Oh, so I bet that's it. But you're talking about a day just to enjoy outside, good, wholesome, away from the computers and the phones, and for less than you could go see a movie for.
Yes. We relate that to going to a theater quite a bit. So it's interesting that you.
It's more hands on. You know.
Yes.
And celebrating pumpkins, when you get to Rocker 7, you can just remember all the interesting details. The USDA, during their 2017 census, which is the most recent ag census, shows that 241 acres grew pumpkins in Arizona, and that was out of 114 farms. So when you go to Rocker 7, or you go to Schneff Farms, or you go to Justice Brothers Citrus, you pick... because, by the way, they're going to have pumpkins, too. So when you go to any of these farms you can visit, you can remember that there were 241 acres grown. And that varies. Sometimes it's bigger. We're not known for being the biggest pumpkin grower. That moniker or that recognition goes to Illinois. They have over 17,000 acres in pumpkins. But, you know, Libby's, that processes all the pumpkin sauce and everything else, it makes sense that they'd grow most of the pumpkins in Illinois.
Well, as a shopper in Arizona, where do our pumpkins come from? So if I'm at Sprouts, are those our local pumpkins?
A lot of them are local. Some of our larger farmers are growing them. And I think you should be able to, because some of the grocery stores are really good at identifying them. And then obviously if you go to the farmers markets, or like what Katie can tell you, if you go show up at their farm, their pumpkins are local. So a lot of the pumpkins are being grown, especially if you go to the farm. The Mortimer Farms, I think they're growing their own pumpkins. You're going to be able to get local pumpkins there. So most of the time, if it's a farmer's market or you're visiting the farm like Rocker 7, then you're going to be getting local Arizona pumpkins. In fact, there was a time, this, you know who... identified this or told me about it was Romy. He was the one that reminded me that before Phoenix was officially named, a lot of the locals in the area used to call it Pumpkinville because there were a lot of wild growing pumpkins. And then I guess our Native American Indians did a lot of the pumpkins. So in Arizona, we've had pumpkins for a long time.
Katie, how many varieties do you grow?
We only grow a handful here, and one of the challenges that we have with our festival is that here in the valley specifically, I mean this is different for growers like Mortimer's and things like that. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit north, but here in the valley specifically, it's difficult to have them planted at a time where it's not too hot for them, that they'll still be ready in this early October season. Like the ones that we've planted, we have big, beautiful plants out there right now, but we won't have mature pumpkins on them until toward the end of our festival.
So part of it is our weather, which is another interesting
Correct.
Thing to me. And that's one of the little trivia points with pumpkins, it's all in October. I mean, most of the growth is taking place all over the United States in October. So it's, you know, it's also a short season crop. I forget, like 3 or 4, maybe it's 5 months when they start growing. And that depends state to state. But the big push for your pumpkins is right here around fall, October, November. So that's why we can have pumpkin spice. In fact, I'm going to confess, I hope my pumpkin spice people that don't like it that much don't get after me too much, but I did have a pumpkin spice latte on the way out here. So, Katie, tell us some more about some of the activities. Anything new taking place on the farm?
The last couple of years, we've focused a little bit more on improving overall facilities, creating more shade and things like that. And then we do try to expand all of our smaller activity areas. We were adding some more pedal carts for kids last year. That was a new attraction last season, and we're adding on to that. We do have plans. I won't be ready for this year, but we do have plans to build a kid zip line in our farm area. So that should be ready for our 2020 season. So
we'll be ready for that too. Then
kind of a long term plan. So
all right, next segment we'll be talking more about pumpkins.